Finding a really good, comfortable pair of shoes can be difficult. That's why, when most people find that special pair, they tend to hang on to them for as long as possible.
Okay.
And that is good news for those in the shoe repair business, like Jorge Peña.
Well, sometimes people pay $80 for the shoes, and you spend $20, $30, the shoes look brand new again.
Peña owns two shoe repair stores in Washington, D.C. He is originally from Salvador, where he worked in a shoe factory as a teenager. When he came to the U.S., he worked at a shoe repair shop in a Washington suburb. That's where he met Willie Posey. Posey first started shining shoes when he was 9 years old in South Carolina. Posey says he and the entire family always worked with their hands.
We used to pick cotton, plow mules, did all this kind of stuff, you know. The guards, everything was done by hand. We used to make our own toys with wood, paper, and wire.
Posey developed a hard work ethic at an early age. It is a philosophy he has in common with Peña.
Working hard. No matter if you're sick, you come in to work, you start, you pray.
See, we was all hard workers, so that's really what, you know, if you're doing something, you see somebody that says you want to get in with that group, and he was outstanding and fast and quick and everything, you know.
Despite a hard life, Posey has always been cheerful and outgoing. They are qualities that Peña noticed when they first worked together more than 30 years ago.
The guy is happy all the time.
Peña found that hard work and good humor made for a good combination in business.
Look brand new.
Yeah, man, you did a very good job.
Thanks, sir. Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
In 1985, Peña rented his first shop where he still works. Soon after, he opened a second shop a few blocks away. He adopted the more American-sounding name George on both his stores. While Peña was setting up shop, Posey remained at the same shop until he retired in 1995. He reunited with Peña at that time and returned to his roots, shining shoes in Peña's second store. A student of human nature, Posey can tell a lot about a customer through his or her shoes.
Okay, see now these shoes here, as you can see, they're badly worn. The front, and he was all worn down. This is from a lady that's busy. She'll have really have time to check her shoes.
What do you mean?
Oh, man, what's up, dude? ¿Por qué están tan feos?
Porque nací feo.
A good pair of shoes may still be hard to find.
But this is my twin brother.
I see that.
You know that, right?
I saw that. Yeah.
But as the 17th century French writer Francois La Rochefoucauld once said, a true friend is the most precious of all possessions.
Okay, have us shaking hands.
Ernest Leong, VOA News.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。